I'm a believer, and I belong to a church body that believes that when we take the Lord's Supper, we receive God's true body and blood in and through the bread and wine. And I was wondering what that actually says in the original Greek or Aramaic. Some churches just believe it's a memorial, and I'd like to hear what you had to say.
Well, of course, Jesus took the bread and the wine, and you can read this in the Gospels as well as 1 Corinthians 11.
Matthew 26, verse 26.
And now, keep in mind, Jesus, when he instituted this ceremony, is sitting there with his body and blood intact. He
right.
hands them the bread and the grape juice. He said, take this, eat. This is my body, this is my blood. It was obvious to everybody there when he instituted it that it had to be a symbol, because otherwise he would have, you know, cut his wrists or carved a piece of his thigh and put it on the platter. But he gave them bread and grape juice, and he said these are symbols, obviously, of his body and his blood. The Bible never endorses cannibalism, and certainly if it's unclean to eat certain unclean animals, it would be to eat human flesh. So when Jesus said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, he was speaking in very clear Bible metaphors that we are to have the bread of life and the sanctifying influence of his blood. But they are not literally the blood and the body of Jesus, because when he instituted it, he was there
in the flesh.
In the flesh, with his blood still in his veins.
It's hard to separate the metaphors from the actual, when he, obviously, he used a lot of analogies and metaphors, like
yes,
when he said, I am the bread of life, it didn't mean that I'm
exactly.
a loaf of bread.
When he says, I'm the shepherd and I'm the water and stuff like that, then we know that he's not, H2O, it's obviously a symbol.